Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. For 48 hours.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
So last year we talked about FousiTube, a YouTuber who has been online for the last 14 years. The guy started out making content that was typical at the time in 2011, really leaning into his race and religion to gain a fan base.
How do you send text?
Doing skits, vlogs, dancing in the Apple Store, making Q&A videos, and having a strange infatuation with acting like Drake.
Ah, y'all gotta ask Nicki Nicki about that one.
Waikiki.
This all gained him a decent amount of popularity online, but it wasn't until he started doing pranks and social experiments that his channel really blew up and made him one of the biggest creators on the planet, all within a calendar year.
So I'm in VidCon right now, and it was exactly like how I anticipated it to be. A bunch of people who don't know who the hell I am. I wish you guys were here, man. Why don't many of you guys come to these things?
Many months later.
One thing that was very clear from the start was that Fousey was obsessed with money, material possessions, fame, status, and how other people viewed him. There is nothing more important to this man than what other people think about him and getting as much attention as he can from said people.
For a long time, I looked at myself in the mirror and I based myself based on what I read on the comments. I felt worthless. I felt ugly. I felt gay. I felt that no...
In these videos he was making, Fousey was always the good guy. He was always depicted as the hero. But over time, he would get himself involved in drama as he was exposed for faking his videos, essentially hiring actors and actresses to try and create viral moments. And to his credit, it obviously worked.
Hey, I'm Shane Barbera. I was in FousiTube's Uber prank. It's fake.
I'm an actor. I was in FousiTube's scary pizza delivery prank video. I was paid to act in it, and it's fake.
This is your tip for the ladder, man.
Nowadays, we're a lot more used to sensationalism online, but back then some of his fans were genuinely upset that he was faking these videos. But obviously Fousey did not care because he was still getting millions of views across several platforms, he still had a massive fan base and a decent reputation online, and of course he was making a ton of money while his status was rising, even getting an opportunity to have a small role in a couple of movies.
What's up, ladies? We're having a Halloween party tonight, so why don't you come on by?
Now, back when he did get caught faking his content, it would be the first, but by far not the last time we would see how weak this guy really was, and how his massive ego was actually rooted deeply in insecurity. You see, Fousey has built himself up time and time again just to tear himself down, and he can never just do a typical self-sabotage job. He always has to go down like a horrific plane crash that kills dozens of innocent bystanders. And he does this to himself every single time, like there is no one else to blame for his downfalls. It's like he's a Pokemon whose only move is self-destruct. Of course, there was the time he was running around stalking and pretending to be Drake.
That's how you know Drake's in LA. Hey, Drake, OVO! Yo, I'm trying to look like you, dog. Is it working? Nah, I'm not, but some girls do call me Champagne Poppy.
And saying that he was going to put on this massive event where he claimed he would delete his YouTube channel if it failed. This is where he infamously crashed out for the very first time.
I have bipolar and depression. That what you put into my head made me want to kill myself!
He would then go on No Jumper continuing his manic episode.
Because I'm a real man and I don't need yes men on the internet to tell me who the fuck I am, you little bitch.
This is a WWE guy.
Thank you, bro.
And overall, it was very clear that he was living in his own little sick, twisted reality. He would later be exposed for a really bad addiction to paying for favors. He was allegedly spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on and massage parlor activities.
I used to be addicted to massage parlors. Still am.
Yeah. Still today.
Yeah.
When's the last time you went?
Don't want to say.
And after going crazy and losing all of his money, he would actually go away for a while. And when he did return, it was beyond clear that he didn't know what to do. So he tried influencer boxing and got destroyed on multiple occasions.
Has taken it to Fousey here!
And the sad thing about it, there's no defense whatsoever.
No.
Now, this is becoming uncomfortable to watch now. He's just not defending himself.
He wanted to do like a crib-style show that only lasted a couple of episodes. And it really wasn't until he started to do in real life streaming last year when people really started to talk about him again. Some of you may remember that Fousey went crazy. He was running around with the mentality of a shitty 7-year-old, constantly trying to make himself a spectacle out in public. And of course, there was the embarrassing incident at the airport between him and this drunk woman.
You got sold in the trade? I actually care about this shit because I'm like an advocate for like against trading and all that shit.
A few minutes later,
I just joined the Mile High Club. And I know it doesn't count as the Mile High Club because I was in the airport, but I still joined it. I swear to God.
A few moments later.
I got exposed tonight. I'm not a good person.
And once again, it all ended horrifically with him being arrested and thrown into the loony bin.
My life is in danger and you arrest a Palestinian Muslim who's viral? Are y'all dumb or are you stupid?
To me, streaming is the last thing this guy should be doing because it's a recipe for disaster. It's beyond clear that he has no control of his emotions, or himself for that matter, and with his constant need for validation from strangers and analytics, I cannot think of a job that would drive him to harm himself or others faster. And so after his arrest and his admission into the psych ward, he would once again disappear for a couple of months, only coming back to post a very long message on Twitter. Here he would basically say that he is depressed and that he never felt comfortable in his own skin, stating that this is why he created the Fousey character as a mask to hide his true feelings and true self, and that he doesn't think he'll ever be able to escape his own sadness, saying that reflecting back on his life has made him realize that he should be a massive success, but the reality is that he failed time and time again, ruining his life and his chance at stardom in the process. Now, I truly thought that that would be the last we would see of Fousey, at least when it comes to the streaming arc of his career, but a couple of weeks ago, he decided to go live once again. And when I started seeing clips of this man popping up,
you're him, dog. And you're not him because you get views or you have money or you got a big ego or a big dick.
This is how I'm coming all year. I'm a dog, I'm a pit bull, I'm a Rottweiler.
I knew it was pretty much like a car with bad tires driving in the rain, like everyone is just waiting for this thing to crash. And spoiler alert, he did. So first off, a couple of weeks ago, this dude tried to get clout by pretending to be missing, which is obviously beyond pathetic. He even got his management in on the act, and I don't know, I just think the idea of pretending to be in danger to get attention has to give someone some bad karma.
I was gonna ask about Fousey, is he okay?
We don't know. Like, I haven't heard from him.
It's like the boy who cried wolf. After a while, no one gives a shit. And eventually, he of course turned up and started doing his streams again. And this time on the latest episode of Fousey's Grandiose Delusions, Fousey decided that he wanted to be a rapper and claimed that he would become the biggest artist on planet Earth.
What the fuck that boy just say about woo-wah? Took a long break.
So he went out and got all the streaming equipment back. He hired a team to help him with his streams, and he was back like he never left. The streaming platform Kick would apparently offer him a massive deal, contingent on him not self-destructing.
So Nick knows about the phone call I had, the one that I said is the biggest phone call I had. The reason I'm so calm right now, because my life has changed forever, alhamdulillah. But there's one stipulation. I have to go 1 week not making any negative headlines, not getting in trouble, not f***ing up, not getting canceled.
Imagine, guys, there is millions of dollars on the table sitting right in front of you, and all you have to do is not act like an idiot. For one time period, just present yourself as an adult and don't f*** up. And he couldn't do it. And in him hiring this team is where the problem really began, because Fousey is a narcissist who feels way too comfortable lashing out at people and treating them like shit. He goes from saying things like this.
Thank y'all so much for being a part of this, genuinely. When I was younger, I used to use people. I used to use people, get what the fuck I needed from them, and then dismiss them and never talk to them or need them again. I didn't do it because I was a bad person. I did it because I didn't know any better. I was young, rich, and dumb. Now, I show so much appreciation, and I hope even before me saying this, you guys have felt me give you appreciation. Just by the way I look at you in the eyes.
To fighting one of his employees after he had the audacity to complain when he was not being paid.
What? Yes, sir. Try to come to my face that I paid for with a job that was gonna change your life. Shit. Yeah, because you ain't worth shit. Okay. Go work at Chuck E. Cheese. Suck my. Let me come here. Make me
Now obviously I had to cut the clip, but Fousey fires the guy, then degrades him, and then punches him in the face as he's leaving. The other guy had no aggression in his body language or his tone. He just really seems like he was sick of this guy's sociopathic behavior. And this ended up in him getting a temporary ban from Kick.
Not even 48 hours into my 24/7 30 days and Kick bans me. I don't think they banned me because of the punch. I think the industry and the people in the industry knows if we don't ban him and keep him quiet right now, he's gonna expose all of us.
And that led to him releasing this absolutely pathetic video of himself crying and begging for his millionth chance.
Look, I'm gonna try my best not to cry. I've been under so much stress because I promised Eddie and Akil I wouldn't crash out like last year, that my adrenaline shot up and I don't even remember the last like 48 hours now that I'm out of it. And now that I calm down, I'm realizing all the destruction that I caused, and this happens to me all the time.
Keep in mind, this clown is now in his mid-30s still pulling this bullshit. It's the same cycle with this dude over and over again. Like, we know you're not sorry, we know you're a narcissist addicted to attention and lusting for fame, but to me, the clock has really run out. This guy is like a million years old in internet age, and it's really time for him to get off social media altogether. I don't think he understands that he's never going to reach the heights that he once did when it comes-
Wanna try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Signos.
To popularity, and he is going to be used for a very long time as the prime example of someone who cannot handle the pitfalls that come with an addiction to social media fame.
I'm not even gonna sit here and say sorry because I'm trying to explain to y'all, like, now that my adrenaline dumped and I'm back to Yusuf and I open Twitter and I see what Fousey did, I'm like
Yeah, this guy is just a sorry excuse for a human being. Using this identity crisis bullshit as a shield and his mental health issues as an excuse is just beyond played out at this point. This guy straight up uses and treats everyone around him like shit, destroys his life over and over again, and he can never take accountability for 1 second in his life.
Yo, I'm gonna punch you like I punched my ex-manager who's now suing me.
Well, of course, he would be given yet another chance as he would get unbanned after 24 hours, and he would basically go on a rampage of disrespect. He crashed out on his therapist multiple times.
No, I'm not, but when you get paid, you come with respect. Yes, 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 you come with respect when you get paid, 100%. Because the internet went out and their job is to watch the stream and tell me it goes down. 3 minutes went by, they didn't say shit.
Are they in charge of the internet? Can they make it happen?
No, but they're in charge. They're in charge of watching the stream to tell me when it goes down.
Job and not letting me embarrass myself on the internet.
You can't yell that one. I don't expect you to be safe. You can't.
He crashed out on other members of his team.
Hey, stop getting face. Stop hanging around them. They're bringing your work down.
I'm literally discussing tomorrow's schedule with him, and I'm also ordering pizza.
And once you're done with that, leave him. He has negative energy. He's a loser.
Okay.
Now she's doing what she's supposed to. I gave them all a speech before it started. Fired a cameraman in 5 minutes. Took his bag off. Said, thank you for coming. You don't know how to work. I work a camera. Go to Chuck E. Cheese.
The car is ready.
Wait till they see you in the studio.
We're back on this one.
I love you. And I'm gonna try something I've never done. I swear to God on my mother's heartbeat, you would be fired right now. And you personally, I think I would have punched in the face.
I'm being unfair?
Yes,
why am I being unfair?
I have done everything you've asked of me thus far.
Have you?
Yes, have I you? Have.
You're really going to stand on that?
Yes, I
You're really going to stand on that?
Hey, Joey. I'm sorry this is abrupt. Good morning, by the way. Once they get here, you're going to be sent home. So you can, like, when she finds out, you can ask her, thank you for your time, but I don't need you here anymore.
And basically, he just continued to act like an absolute man-child. But don't worry, he also took time to suck himself off and call himself an internet legend on multiple occasions.
I created every lane that they're walking on now. But they're driving on that freeway and they're not paying taxes to the king.
Truly, I've never seen someone who has accomplished really nothing of value think so highly of themselves. Either way, his mission for self-destruction would continue, and he would get a permanent ban from the CEO of Kick himself after he got upset and said that he planned to delete himself from the earth live on stream.
Look at my eyes, I'm night live, kick.com/Fousey, done.
All right, I text Eddie. Is that it for Fousey, question mark? Yeah, no more Fousey, man.
This isn't the only time this guy has used the idea of self-deletion to try and pull attention to his stream, and I believe he only ever says this to try and get attention. I mean, this man is truly playing in the face of people who have legitimate mental health problems. And the thing is, the people around him are just laughing at this behavior.
I'm bled for this shit! We have time!
Nah, I ain't sitting there thinking to see that. Holy shit.
And now Fousey is even claiming that he will be retiring?
Guess what else happens? In my anger, I get banned. I just lost $100 million, and I said I will retire.
I mean, obviously, I'm calling massive cap on that. Fousey would even go as far as to call his own parents to let him know that he is going to be disowning them.
I know, Bob. I'm just calling to tell you, you guys are never going to see me again. I'm a Muslim. You guys put me on this earth, Baba, but now I'm 34, so I'm living my own life. So, Baba, this is the last you're ever going to see me. I live in Australia now. You guys lost me. You raised the king. I'm going to be worth $100 million one day, $500 million. But you're never going to see me again, Bubba. You can call me every day.
Like I said, this clown really does need to log off the internet forever and just go out there and try and make himself happy.
Y'all think I'm going to be irrelevant? First of all, guys, as long as I'm living, I'm relevant. That's a lyric on the album, by the way, the number one album in the world that I'll be performing at Coachella next year. This isn't the video. It's still coming. It's going to be the biggest video the internet has ever seen because every motherfucker is waiting to see what Fousey's going to do next. Why? Because I run this internet shit.
This is exactly what happens when you let social validation be your main motivation in life. You will never know who you truly are, you will never have true control of your emotions, and you'll never be able to make sound decisions. Truthfully, Fousey's online career has lasted way longer than it should have, and most people who blew up back when he did either faded away or lost most of their relevance. And the only time people ever care to talk about this guy is when he's destroying his own life. And maybe that's why the cycle never ends, because he knows in the back of his head that is the only way that he can get the attention that he so desires. I don't feel bad for him at all. I don't care to see his millionth attempt to redeem himself and claim he's a new person. And I don't even care to see him crash out for the millionth time. Like, honestly, it's not even sad anymore. This whole thing has just become pathetic. But I do want to know what you guys think about this Fousey update down below. Who's actually out there watching this guy's stream to where there's like millions of dollars being laid on the table in front of him? I do not know. But either way, I do want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. But as you guys know, it's been your boy the Tan Superman, and some other out-of-pocket influencers out here need to be covered. So I'm out. Peace!